Paddy by Ethel Smith.
Paddy was a wee goldy-haired dog with the saftest brunine and a big wavy fan for a tail. It wasn't my dog. He bid in the house upstairs with Eddie and Mrs. MacArthur, but he was my friend. He was right clever. Didn't need a lead when out for a walk. Could gee you a paw for a sweetie, then roll over and play deed if you offered him another yin. What fun we had! In fact, he was a near perfect dog, except for ain thing. A passion for peas, fresh peas in a pod. In the month of June, he would aye be sneaking up the back garden, keeping an eye on the peas, watching them grow and fatten. Once they were ready, he was in among the stalks, nipping a pod off with his teeth, slitting it open with a claw, then soaking up a mouthful of juicy peas. He was that good at it. He ate more peas in the summer than we did. My mother didn't mind. Eddie and his wife didn't mind. But my gran aye got right het up. All summer she'd be looking out her upstairs window, watching for Paddy. If she spied him in among her peas, the window shoofed up, then she'd lean out and clap her horns or wave a duster and shout at the dog. He aye seemed to tak the hint and creep awa', except he didna. He just bid out of sicht till Gran shut the window and then came sneaking back for another go. Ain day Paddy doored a bit mair and went into next door's garden. The peas were fair hanging, so I suppose he couldna resist it. He'd just gotten a pod in his mouth and was settling down to a good munch when our neighbour, Wull Scott, spotted him. Wull belts up the path, shouting and swearing. Worse than that, he was flinging stains. Right awa', Paddy looked under the fence, back in his ain garden, to scrabble among the tatty shows. I just happened to be sitting on our tap green, doing my homework, and the sicht of Wull's beeling face had me cooring down, for fear he'd start shouting at me as well. He flung in or twa mair stains into the tatties. Paddy didn't come out, and Wull got in a richt lather. "Do that again, you dirty thieving fenian bastard, and I'll have ye." I froze, mair feart for Paddy nor mysel. I could see the tip of his tail sticking out ablow a thick clump of rhubarb stalks. He'd be seen, only mean it. So I forced myself to stone up and face Wull. "Mr. Scott, what's a fenian bastard?" Wull jumped as if he'd been stung. "What are you doing up here?" "My homework. I often sit here doing it." I tried to look mair brave nor I felt. "Oh, do you know?" He gave me the office glower. "Well, never mind your skill work. It's time you learnt something about the real world. They fenians are no just bastards of the scum of the earth. As for that dog, he can't help thieving. Look where he belongs to." We stared at ane another, Wull still muttering and swearing, me as much confused as feared, and no daring to utter a word in case the stain started fleeing again. It seemed an age afore he gied up and stamped back down the path to his house. As I stood shaking and staring after Wall's angry back, it felt like something terrible had happened. And so it had. When I coaxed Paddy out for his hiding place and taken him back to his house, I couldn't stop myself from asking Eddie if he was any of the dirty thieving fenian bastards Wall Scott had been shouting about. Eddie didn't answer. He just gawped at me, and his een filled with tears afore he turned awa' and shuts the door on me. If only I'd kept my big mouth shut. But I didn't, and it's no as if I'm only the wiser. For what is a Fenian bastard?